Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hello!
On March 28th, the biggest stars on the planet will head on over to the Forum in sunny L.A.
Wow.
For the Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards, and you could be joining them.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we need kids between the ages of 7 and 17. Again, 7 and 17. Mom and Dad, we will be able to tell. All right?
Hello?
We need you to call in and play 6 Seconds to L.A. We're looking for car number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I picked 13 for you, Kelly.
Thank you, JC. You should have picked 19 for you, because 19 is your birthday.
That's not my favorite number.
Five
is my favorite. And that's too fast. We got a cool video, actually, yesterday, speaking of the trip a day.
We did?
From Stacy.
Okay.
Yesterday's winner was Libby. She won the trip out to L.A. to go to the Kids' Choice Awards. And Stacy ended up taping her daughter after she won.
Oh.
You want to hear the reaction?
Yes. Sometimes when they talk to us, and as excited as they are, it's hard to...
They shut down.
It's hard to gauge, right?
Absolutely. Here's Libby after she won.
What just happened, Libby? I just got a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award!
Who did you win it from?
Kid Craddock in the morning!
How excited is she?
Good.
Sometimes when we get kids on the phone, they may not seem as excited.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, every time they hang up, that's exactly what goes on in the car.
Right.
They flip out. And we also have a couple epic rants from Lacey, our phone screener.
We have a lot of rants today,
it's gonna call
this rant Thursday.
I'm glad you brought that out, Val, because you do want to keep listening to the show to hear one of the most epic rants from Kelly Raspberry.
I've been here a long time. Been working next to this woman a long time. Longer than I lived in my mama's house. This one was a good one.
Sometimes you just have to sit back and let Kelly Raspberry just rant.
I was having a bad day.
It's fine.
See, yeah,
I know. Was having a very bad day.
Did anybody panic when this was happening? Did anybody? No, you know me.
I was actually totally okay with it.
I was wondering, does she have any weapons on her right now? Because she's really mad.
It's more, I don't want it to stop.
As soon as I finish, I'm like, I know y'all are going to play this on a behind the mic.
Of course.
Everybody's going to say, how can y'all work with her? You need to file a lawsuit employee stress. Shut the door.
It was actually such a long rant, Kelly. It's taken days.
Edit it down.
If you've been listening to this show for a while, you know.
This is a bad one.
Better than that. We'll play it for you in about 30 minutes.
But, Lord.
So Lacey's our phone screener.
Oh, is she going to try to out-rant me? Is that the deal?
Lacey's been working for us for a few years, and she's quirky. I mean, she married a firefighter. Mm-hmm. She's always out and about. She's bubbly.
A newlywed, man.
She's newlywed, got married in Ireland.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But every time you walk by the phone screen room, you always hear Lacey just going off on something, and it's always funny. So we gave Lacey a camera, and we said, Lacey, when you feel like ranting, just turn this bad boy on and tape it for us. And this is where we get Lacey rants.
Okay.
Today she wants to rant about Facebook death.
I'm Lacey the call screener, and there's this cool new feature on Facebook that allows somebody to take control of your Facebook page after you die. So it made me wonder, who would I want to take control of my Facebook page? I mean, the obvious answer would be my husband, but he's not very funny on social media. I would want somebody who would come on and just have a good time and would update the status and be like, hey, dude, just kidding. I'm totally alive. And people would be all happy and rejoicing and stuff, and then later come back on and say, oh, no, she really is dead. I'm sorry. And then they'd be sad and relive in the moment again, or even something just completely random, like, no surprise here, I'm up in heaven, but what the crap is Michael Jackson doing here? Or, hello from hell, I'm down here smoking weed with Robert Kardashian, the original one, the one who got OJ off, and I heard Chick Knight is on his way. So, just a little brief aside, do you think that Mr. Kid Craddock wanted Russ Francis to run his Facebook page after he passed? Makes you wonder.
That's a slight inside joke.
Okay, that was bad. I don't care what. That was great. That was great. Just that line.
Oh.
That was worth it for our entertainment purposes only.
Oh, Lacey.
Oh,
I told you, she just goes off on these tangents. And you're like,
oh,
what?
My God.
But they make sense.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Maybe we'll have Russ in here to speak on that later.
No, we won't.
No, we don't.
Because Russ always says dumb things when we put him on the radio.
That was awesome. Thank you, Lacey. Lacey's the girl that you'll talk to today when you call us on the phone.
Oh,
so make sure you give Lacey a telephone high five.
Yes, please do. In fact, the person who just spoke to Lacey
Oh boy,
is Kristen. Hey, Kristen. Kristen. All right, hold on, Kristen. We'll go over here with Cameron real quick. Put Cameron on hold for me.
I think you should go with Cameron first.
They're talking to Cameron real quick. There we go. Cameron's ready to go. Cameron, are you there?
Gotta be ready.
Cameron.
Oh, hold on. It's your mom. Hold on.
No, you're not my mom.
She's
holding on for the child.
You're not my mom.
My mom, doorbell Mac.
Hey, Cameron.
Hi.
What's
there
up?
There we go.
How you doing this morning, Cameron?
Great.
How old are you, Cameron?
I'm 10.
Okay,
10.
Good.
Cool.
Okay, perfect.
Double digits.
Holla.
You're a 10-ager. That's what I called myself when I was 10.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Cameron.
I'm 10. Well, yeah, you already know that. I love video games, and I like Nickelodeon, and I really want to go to Nickelodeon, the Choice Awards.
What's your favorite show on Nickelodeon?
Oh, good question.
Probably SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's universal right there.
Right.
Favorite Ninja Turtle, Cameron?
Michelangelo.
Yeah!
Is that yours too, JC?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
All right.
Now I'm really rooting
for Cameron. Well, Cameron,
is there more than one?
Yes, there's four out.
Well, Cameron, we really do want to send you to the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, but you're going to have to play a little trivia game with us right now.
Okay.
Here are the rules, Cameron. I'm going to play you an audio clue of somebody from Nickelodeon or somebody that has to do with Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I'm going to give you three verbal clues, and you have to guess who the celebrity is, okay?
We're rooting for you, Cameron. Okay.
Listen up.
All right, Cameron, here is your audio clue.
I was essentially switching genres, starting over, and how appropriate to name this album after my birth year.
All right, there's your audio clue.
Did you recognize that voice?
Cameron,
recognizable.
Here you go, my man. Here's your three clues. Red, 13, This Sick Beat. Your 6 seconds start now.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, buddy. Cameron.
Do you know what this means, Cameron?
Cameron's staying cool.
Cameron, you are going to Los Angeles, dude.
Tell him, Kelly.
You're going with a parent of your choice. Mm-hmm. You got, dude, boy.
You just have to take his parent, I guess. One of his.
I don't know. You're heading to L.A. with round-trip airfare. You're going to get to stay in a hotel. We're going to give you tickets to the Kids' Choice Awards, and you're going to see Nick Jonas perform, Iggy Azalea, 5 Seconds of Summer. Oh, Cameron, you're going to make me cry.
Thank you. You're welcome,
Cameron. You deserve this.
Saturday, March 28th, that's when we can all watch and hopefully spot Cameron in the crowd on Nickelodeon at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Hey, Cameron.
Yes?
Are you taking mom or dad?
Mom.
Mom?
Yeah, I think mom. That's the mom trip.
You know what I'm going to do, Cameron, because you're such a cool kid. I'm going to throw in another $50 because I want you to order room service. One of the coolest things I ever did as a kid was to order room service at a hotel.
That's the coolest thing.
Like, they bring the food to you in your room and in your beds right there. Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's nice of you, Al.
I love that. I'm doing that. Yeah, it's going to be great,
dude. Thank you, Big Al.
You're welcome.
But that only covers you, okay? Yeah, that's for your room service.
$50 is not going to be a whole lot.
That ain't going to be more than a biscuit.
Have fun, Cameron.
Thank you so much, because I'm going to be able to see my brother.
Your brother's in L.A.?
He lives in California, and he might come up and do it with me. He's in the Marines.
Very nice. Cool. When's the last time you saw him?
Last year.
What's his name?
Jacob.
Jacob, send him a message. Say, Jacob, I'm coming to see you, buddy.
Jacob, I'm coming to see you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Cameron, you're my favorite kid ever. Next to Emma Kelly, if Emma Kelly's listening.
You're such a sweet person. Cameron, have fun, okay?
I will.
All right, hold on for us. Cool kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what
Kid Nation is all about right there.
Marine brother coming up to see him, hopefully.
Al, will you buy me room service?
Absolutely, Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you.
When are you going to be in a hotel next?
I mean, Al got Cameron already.
Next week, actually, in New York.
Yeah, that's right.
The whole show's going on a road trip together. We'll tell you about that later.
Al gave Cameron $50. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you get, you know what?
I am breakfast in the deli.
I'm going to buy you some wings at the Met.
Buying some boiled eggs at the deli.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Credit Morning Show.
Real quick reminder.
Yeah?
Your classroom musical deadline is tomorrow. Gotta get those videos in.
Come on, teachers. Do this.
If you want $1,500 for your classroom, we got the details up at KidNation.com. Thank you, One Republic. And thank you, Tasty Cake.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
So, I have a story that's awkward with my wife. And it's one of those where I can't believe I forgot about this. Because it happened late at night on Saturday.
Okay.
And the only reason we realized I forgot about this story is because we were talking about her. My wife has a little boutique online.
How long have you been married?
5 years.
Okay.
And so she's been trying to figure out how to get around the Facebook thing so she can get her pictures out there and advertise.
Facebook has really made some changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of changes.
So I go to her page where she runs her boutique from.
Yeah, she does flash sales online.
Yeah, it's called Style Me Kimpy. So I go to her Facebook page and I notice that around midnight on Saturday, she posted something and it just brought it back to me.
Okay.
And this is what happened. So we were celebrating my sister-in-law's birthday.
All right.
And we went out to a club. And we don't usually go out to clubs. We had a babysitter. So we ended up having a good time. And around midnight, we headed home. And we got an Uber. And Uber is one of the, you can get an app. And you basically click on this app and you say, Uber, pick me up. And a car comes and shows up out of nowhere, takes you home. You don't have to pull your wallet out. It's taken care of.
Yeah, link to your credit card.
Yeah.
So we get in this Uber. And the cool thing about it is that now they have Uber X, which has regular people driving you around.
Yeah,
you could sign up.
Cool or awkward.
More affordable.
Yeah, it's more affordable. It's cheaper. It's cool. And so we get in this car and it's one of my people. You know, a little shout out action going on. It's a Mexican dude driving his car.
All right.
What was he driving?
I don't remember. It was like an SUV, but I don't remember make and model.
Yeah.
But he had Tejano music on.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I get in, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, cool. This is awesome. I like the music that you're playing. And so I say, it reminds me of like Selena. And he goes, oh, yeah, I love Selena.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know my wife is one of those girls who married me. And now has my last name, which is Hispanic, and she will mark down Mexican in applications, in forms.
She was so excited to be Mexican.
Yeah, she's so excited.
And she's about as white as they come.
Oh, yeah. Blonde hair, blue eyed, but she will mark down Mexican on there. And she loves Selena.
Mm-hmm.
I have a video of Kinsey singing a Selena song.
Can she be penalized for checking the wrong box?
I don't know.
I think so. I mean, she's trying. I saw her down there trying to get some minority discounts the other day.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get a grant.
I don't know if she could get in trouble, but she still does it. And so we start talking about Selena and how much she loves her. And we start talking about the one time we met Selena's sister a few years ago, Suzette.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was tearing up a little bit talking about that experience because she did tear up that night. And it was basically, they were talking. Suzette walked away to get us a drink, and I told her, you know who that is, right? That's Selena's sister. And she goes, the Selena? And boom, tears. So we're telling this guy this story, and he goes, that is so funny, because I met Selena before. And Kinsey goes, no, you haven't. No, you didn't. And he goes, yeah, I have. Hold on, when we get to a red light, I'll show you. And so we get to the red light, and he pulls out his phone, and I see him scrolling.
Get him
and he
safe
finds
texting.
It. Yeah. And he passes the phone back, and he goes, look. And my wife grabs the phone. I don't even have a chance to reach for it because she's so excited. And she looks at the phone.
Yeah.
And she lets out the.
That's awesome.
Why is your wife so connected to Selena?
Because she's Mexican.
Oh, she's Mexican. I forgot.
She's Mexican.
I don't know, Kelly. But it was one of those, like,
that's
dolphin.
What she always sings at karaoke. Bitty, bitty, bum, bum.
Yeah, she does. So she's doing this. And I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and the guy driving just has these wide eyes like, what the hell
is going on
with this white girl?
He was like, I didn't sign up for this with Uber X.
She's like, what picture did I show her?
And she goes, she's so beautiful. And now she's in epic meltdown mode where she has tears just flowing.
Okay, how much did she have to drink?
She had a little bit of drink. Yeah. So I'm like, he goes, I have never had this happen in my life.
Wow.
Where somebody would just start crying
over a
picture. And I'm sitting there like, yeah, well, that's my wife. She would cry at the mention of Selena.
That's cool, man. That's very cool.
But it's awkward.
Yeah, I know. But I kind of get it. You know, I mean, Selena meant so much to so many people. Your wife obviously has some connection that we are, you know, we had no clue it was that close.
That
much of a bond. Yeah, that deep of a bond.
Deep.
And the reason, I guess she went on Facebook right after that happened, and this is why I remembered it happened. When we saw the status update, it says, our Uber driver met Selena. I'm crying.
Our Uber driver met Selena, and I'm crying.
And people on there are going like, Selena Gomez? Is that who she met right there?
Wow.
I don't know what it is. I think sometimes with us girls, at least, just some serious things that are heavy don't make me cry.
Yeah.
But then I'll be sitting there just last week. You know how I feel about reality TV shows. Mm-hmm. I'm not that into a lot of them. I got into a Total Divas marathon.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Total Divas?
Yeah. Total Divas.
I like where this is going. By the way, if you have a weird crying experience, you go ahead and call us 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
Total Divas is a show on E! About the female WWE wrestlers. I don't know why I got wrapped into watching this. I'm obsessed with the girl with the really red hair.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like cartoon.
I've
red.
Seen them, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
She's the big WWE star. I'm following her on Instagram now. I'm just obsessed with her.
Okay.
I'm watching this show, and they were just having a fight in their relationship, this red-haired girl, and I started crying. I mean, I started full-on crying during an episode of Total Divas. It's not even a sad show. It's a reality show about wrestling.
By yourself?
Bawling on my couch, and I go, all right, I got to get up and turn this off. I'm like, what kind of point am I at my life where Total Divas is making me cry? I saw the moment of Fault in Our Stars, and I didn't even cry. Oh, that, and I turned Total Divas on, and I cry.
Oh, wow. I was in...
Total Divas.
You have probably the weirdest one ever with you and your best buddy.
Well, that is kind of weird. A buddy of mine and I were watching...
The Bodyguard.
The Bodyguard. And it every time, every
How
single time.
How does that
time.
Come about that you and a guy friend just... Turn on an old movie.
It's a totally different subject, but anytime that movie comes on, I have to watch it.
Right, I get that.
And we can do that segment later, but anytime that movie's on. Anyway, we're watching it, and Whitney Houston's on the plane, and yes, oh God.
The door's open.
The door's open, and she runs into Kevin Costner's arms. It's making me kind of tear up now. It just happened, just that moment. I don't know what it is.
But I love that.
But I was in... My mother called me one day. I didn't even tell her about this. My mother called me the other day, and she asked me to go to Home Depot and get something for her. And I'm like, okay, Mom, you know, anything you want, Mom, because that's me. So I go to Home Depot to get her a light bulb or whatever it was. And I'm like, she's not going to be here forever for me to go get light bulbs. And I'm like,
you know,
I'm at Home Depot.
You cried in Home Depot.
You're in the manliest place.
I cried in Home, and that's my favorite store of the whole time. And I'm sitting there at the self checkout, and I'm like,
oh, oh my, can't do that.
I'm like,
ow.
Pay now. Like, oh, I'm getting a light bulb for my mama.
I know. It's awful.
And I'm just.
Don't do that.
So anyway,
it's hard when your parents are getting old.
Yeah, it just and so. Anyway.
Kelly, you've had a couple breakdowns.
Oh my God, I break down. I break down at stupid stuff. Commercials get me.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, the little things.
Anything
once
like,
a week, a commercial.
I remember there
cry.
Was one. There's like McDonald's commercials. They were showing this old man. His alarm clock went off in the morning. And he was so excited. You could see him getting dressed to go to work, and his job was going to McDonald's. And I'm like, you're an old man. You should be retired. On the beach, sipping pina coladas. But you're so proud that you have to go to McDonald's. And you're like 70. And I start crying.
I tear up.
It's awful.
I tear up when I see older people working.
It breaks
food.
My heart. Yeah. When I see older people have... I mean, now some...
Maybe they want to work, want, Kelly.
Okay, that's what I was about to get out of my mouth.
All right.
I know a lot of people want to work because they're bored and they don't want to be at home. But I feel sorry for... Like, I have some people that I know that are older... And because of life circumstances, AKA a man left them at the end.
Yep.
Because suddenly after 40 years, you decide, I ain't putting up with this no more. And you leave her holding the bag. And she should be enjoying her retirement years. Instead, she's working 2 and 3 part-time jobs to make ends meet. Because men suck.
Yeah.
Okay, I digress.
You good on that? By the way, Kelly's rant coming up soon. Denise, what's the weird thing that made you cry?
Well, I'm not sure if it's really so weird, but every time I hear anything Sound of Music... Anything, I just start crying.
Even when Lady Gaga sang it?
Yes. When Lady Gaga sang it, I was just bawling.
Are you going to cry right now?
Yeah, I think so.
All the songs, like even Doe, a deer, a female deer.
It makes you happy.
Not
so happy.
That one.
Is it because
one.
You make it makes you so happy you cry? It brings back happy memories or something?
Yeah, it's just emotional. I love fire and I love music and all that. So
I feel you on that, Denise, because I started crying the other day when I was watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Just because it reminded me of my childhood.
When DJ Jazzy Jeff threw...
No, it was the episode where Carlton got the girl pregnant and she shows up. It was Lisa Turtle. She shows up with the baby, but Carlton had never hooked up with her, so there's no way. That was that episode. Sorry if I ruined it for you if you haven't watched it.
That's okay. Stupid things that make you cry.
Yeah, my wife cried because our driver that we took home from the bar the other night had a picture with Selena. Just sounds weird saying
that. Yeah, it does.
Aaron, what's the weird reason that made you cry?
I was about 4 or 5 months pregnant, and my husband ate the last of my favorite ice cream. Mm-hmm. So I went to the store to replace it, and they no longer had it in stock. And I bawled in the ice cream aisle in front of an old couple who was there.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm so
no,
sorry.
No, you can't.
I'm so sorry.
I cried in the ice cream aisle.
I'm telling you that. See, that's for us girls in the grocery store, the aisle when we're like, if we're single and heartbroken, you know, that I feel like I need to go to is always by the deli and the meat if I want to see men. But if men want to pick up heartbroken women, just go stand in the frozen section.
Yeah.
With the women, I've seen women in there just staring at the ice cream. I'm like, I bet she just got dumped. Yeah.
Thanks, Aaron. I hope you and the baby are doing well.
Or she's pregnant. Yeah. One or the other. Yeah.
That's funny.
We have Amber on the phone. Amber, weirdest thing that's made you cry?
Okay, so anytime someone wins, like an award show, I cry like no one's business. So, for instance, there was this award show in the Christmas time whenever people would win money for decorating their life. I think someone in Dallas was even on that show. And the person who won, I cried for them because they won money, and I was so excited. I felt like I was winning.
Mm. Oh, that makes you such a good person.
Yeah.
That is sweet.
It is sweet. It's exciting when other people are excited.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, even when I listen to y'all show and someone win, I'm like, I feel like I won, so I've had a good day. And I cry.
That's
like,
nice.
It's just
sweet.
So exciting for me. So.
Did you cry when Cameron just won the Kids' Choice Awards thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wish I could have won. I mean, I always try to win. Like, one time I called in to win Miley Cyrus tickets when I was in high school, and y'all didn't even, like, answer the phone for me, but I was crying, like, what if I win? What if I win?
Oh, I'll give her bonus points.
Come on.
Yeah, okay. 3,000 bonus points for you,
there you
girl.
Go, Amber. Enjoy your
oh
bonus
God,
points.
Thank you so much.
Pull yourself together.
Now, we've seen that mostly girls have been calling, so we need a balance.
Yeah, some dude tears.
We need some dude tears.
Strange things that make you cry.
Lewis.
Good morning, guys.
What makes you cry, buddy?
Well, I was watching a Fast and the Furious marathon, and as soon as Paul Walker came on, I started crying because I realized that was the last of his movies.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's legit.
Yeah.
Hopefully you were alone.
Were you alone?
No, I was with my sister and my fiance.
Oh. So,
and then My son's looking at me like, what's going on? Why are you crying? No one took your bottle away.
You could have just said Vin Diesel's acting. Thanks, Lewis. Have a good day, buddy.
Oh, man.
Fast Furious 7 comes out.
I know. That's going to be weird.
That's a definite last
he was filming that movie when he died. They had to bring in his lookalike brother to film some scenes. And
I told you guys this story of in college when I had a roommate. And he came home early from class and I was watching A Walk to Remember. And it was right at the time when Mandy Moore told him
that
she was dying.
Why were you watching that?
Because that was such a good movie.
When she's like, I'm dying.
Oh, I was crying. And he walked in right as that scene's going on. He goes, what's going on? I was like, bro, I have no explanation.
It's the soundtrack in that movie. That's what gets you.
Yeah, he goes, it's okay. I cried too when I saw that part.
Aw, you bonded.
So we both sat down and watched it.
That's funny. As you get older, JC, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to talk about old a lot. More stuff will make you cry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just telling you. Or at least with me. I've gotten to be like an old softy or something.
It's okay to cry.
I'm just like, I'll be on a plane, Jenna, by myself, and I'll just sit there and start thinking.
About what?
Nothing, Jenna. He just cries.
I don't even know. I just start crying. I don't even know what I'm thinking about. I just start crying for just random reasons.
You really, that's
right
how you're
tearing up. I just started crying. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I know.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Starting next week, we have got a great contest. I'm so excited. We're going to be giving away cash, but only if you can beat the bank. We want you to listen weekdays at 7:20 a.m. Central, 8:20 Eastern for us to, or again, are we doing it twice? Yes.
Yeah.
7:20 and 8:20 for us to tell you to call in, but don't call now. We're not playing now. And if you're lucky enough to play, you're going to head into the vault. You hear dollar amounts thrown out from $50 to $1,000. And when you hear one you want to keep, you just say stop. So are you going to be safe? Are you going to stop early?
Are you going to push your luck and wait for the higher amounts? Because if you get locked inside that vault, you're going to walk away with nothing.
Oh.
All right, you got that? We've got thousands and thousands of dollars we're giving away. Get your share every morning with us here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And tomorrow, just to give you an idea, because sometimes people need to hear how it plays out so they'll understand it, we're going to do a little mock run-through of the game and get you ready to play starting Monday at 7:20.
A mock.
Is that like a mock
show? Yeah.
A mock run.
I gotcha.
Gotcha.
Did you notice how cool, calm, and collected Kelly Raspberry was right there?
She's in a great mood today.
Great mood.
She's getting
it. You know what? I have been in a really great mood lately. I am in a happy, you know, it's amazing.
We had an office pool. How long will Kelly's giddiness last? And the answer was
She's still giddy.
She's still giddy. No.
Tuesday I had a very bad day.
Yeah, it ran out on Tuesday.
Could have gone wrong on Tuesday went wrong.
Now, after the show, we do these things called liners for affiliates around the country. And, you know, they send us things to read, and we read them for them so they could play throughout the day at the day at the radio station.
Right.
It's anywhere from clubs to
weather.
I mean, anything they need.
Events, festivals, cool
song intros, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so we sit here and go around the room and just read the email.
And usually it takes 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But for this day, it literally, did anybody
it,
time
it? Took
it?
Half an hour.
It was 30 minutes, Kelly.
It was a little over 30.
But 10 was your rant, though.
Kelly's,
so I was having a bad day. Yeah. I was dealing with some stuff.
And sometimes when they write stuff on these papers, it's hard to interpret the way that they want.
Pronunciation is sometimes an issue. Yeah. So we were given the directive, just read it 2 or 3 different ways.
Three or four.
And what was it?
It was
a TED Talks event going on in Bend. And so it's Bend X.
Yes, and so we didn't know. Sometimes they'll put an X like South by Southwest or whatever.
It's a 10, Roman numeral.
Is it Ben by Ted? Is it Ben X Ted?
Is it Ted and Ben? Ted times Ted X Ted?
We didn't know.
And this could have been anybody because we do these in order. So we just go down the line.
Lucky me.
Kelly happened to land on this one. And we've gotten some good Kelly sound bites in the past.
Can you shut the door?
You know, when she gets upset.
Mm-hmm.
The most famous one obviously has to be this one probably.
Oh, that's a TV theme show song!
Mm-hmm. So Kelly may lose her cool from time to time.
Every once in a while. Doesn't happen a lot.
But this may be the best. Of the best.
Oh, yeah.
Is this edited?
This is like Rocky.
It had to be cut.
It was cuss words out.
There were some curse words.
Oh, yeah.
And we edited it. It was probably like a 5-minute rant.
Oh, Lord, I hope Tinderwolf's not listening. Let me see if he's messaged me.
This is probably about 15 minutes into our 30-minute session.
Oh, so we're already a little tired.
Yeah, we're tired.
So, Lord. After a full day, we filmed Dish Nation. Are you ready for the Kelly Raspberry?
This might be the end of my career and my relationship.
No.
If you know Tinder Bear, please call him. Tell him to listen to this.
No, distract him.
Because this is what he's going to hear when he gets in trouble. Because we all get in trouble because we're guys. Kelly Raspberry's Epic Meltdown.
Ted by Bend 2015 is Saturday, April 18th at Bend High. The ticket release is this Friday. Ted by 10. Ted. I'm so mad.
Just say it's happening or something.
Ted X Bend. Ted times Bend. Ted by Bend is a showcase for speakers presenting well-formed ideas in an un... Is a showcase... For... Oh, my goodness! You serious? I have to say this 6 different ways, 6 different times? Get the pronunciation! We have until freaking Saturday, April 18th! What is the sense of urgency? You... Bump it until you know how to pronounce it. Skip it.
Thank you.
I mean, seriously.
I'm Googling it.
It ain't even March 18th. You gonna tell us how to pronounce it 15 different ways? Make a phone call.
Now, while this is going on, everybody in the back is, it's like an earthquake drill. Everybody hides under their desks.
That doesn't sound as bad as I remembered.
What?
Oh, boy.
That's not nearly as bad as I remembered it.
Because the thing is, we don't know who she's yelling at. Is she yelling at me? Is she yelling at Alex? Is she yelling at Jeff?
Exactly who she's yelling at. She's yelling at the person that says the liners.
Is she yelling at Greg, Jake?
She hears pronunciation. So, we're sitting there trying to Google pronunciation.
Meanwhile, the evacuation lights and sirens are going off in the building because they don't know what's going on down here on the first. What the heck is that? Is that an earthquake or what?
Full on meltdown.
Oh, man. Now, the playback didn't sound.
It wasn't as bad as
it was. It wasn't quite as bad. If you've been here, like 3 feet from Kelly while she's doing this, Ooh, boy.
Did they edit something out? Because I felt like I yelled for 30 minutes.
Okay, let's play. Was this one worse than the time you went off on Al?
Fourth annual River Raising Jazz Series continues on Thursday evening at 129 Lounge, Cafe Classics, McGady's Town Pub, Monroe Street Grill, and Rendezvous Coffee and Ice Cream Suites. Sorry. Monroe Street Grill and Rendezvous Coffee. Wait a minute. Where does this
Rendezvous
divide?
Coffee, Ice Cream, and Suites. That's the name of the place. Rendezvous Coffee, Ice Cream, and Suites.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was Grill and Run. Okay. Monroe Street Grill and Rendezvous Coffee.
Ice Cream and Suites. The place is called Rendezvous Coffee, Ice Cream, and Suites.
Where's a comma there then? And Rendezvous Coffee, Ice Cream, and Suites.
It's not coffee, ice cream. It's coffee, comma, ice cream, comma, and comma, sweets. Save
not. There's not a comma. I mean, there's a comma. Why would it be a comma?
Why? It's more than one thing, Al. You separate more than one things by a comma. It's they sell coffee, ice cream, and sweets.
So
they sell crayons, scissors, and candy. It's the same thing.
Okay. Can I do my line now?
You want to do that line over? Because you haven't done it right yet.
Is it coffee and ice cream?
Oh, man. Y'all have to understand.
And that's not the thing.
Al and I love each other.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't yell at somebody like that unless you trust they're not going to leave you.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's see if the one we heard today is worse than perhaps this one.
Oh, my. Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry. And it's time Northeast PA to group together to help one of our own. Liam's parents, Michelle and Chris. Okay.
Sorry.
Can you shut the door? My God. I haven't had coffee yet. The longer you talk, the less time I have to go get coffee. Just FYI, okay? I'm not even kidding.
That was before we went on the air one morning. That was like at 5:30.
Yeah, but I get it. She's frustrated because the on-air light's on. She's trying to get something done, and then Al walks in like, good morning!
Oh, man.
Or was that worse than this one?
No. Oh, we have so many. We should put up a poll and just put all three of them and find out. We'll do our own March Madness with Kelly's rants.
Brackets.
And see which one the best one is. We should definitely do that.
The bracket of rants.
Yeah.
That's not bad, right?
No, it wasn't that bad. Oh, we have another one, Kelly.
No, we don't. Behind my kneecaps, rolling down my boobs. This is ridiculous how hot it is in here. And I'm sorry y'all suffer, but y'all are going to have to just wear jackets. And please turn on the air.
It is dying. It's at 70.
You not see me fanning my crotch during the whole Showbiz Top 5? I'm serious. It's so freaking hot in here.
Oh, my God.
All we have to do, March Madness, Kelly Rams.
Yeah.
Tinder Bear, give me a call, dog.
Oh, now you go.
Can we call him and see if he's still attracted to you?
She's all right, dog. She's all right. She'll be fine.
I would love to talk to him.
She'll be fine.
Yeah,
she'll be fine.
You're good.
You only get those. You know what? Any woman.
No,
you
he had to hear me on Tuesday. He has an hour commute home, and from the time he said hello, he had to listen to me vomit. And then I was like, I'm really sorry. I'm just having a really bad day.
That was your first time having a bad day with
That was my first time having a bad day with him.
That's part of the relationship, though. You're there for each other.
That's why we have mute buttons, or we put you on speaker in the car.
Ow.
And then we turn the volume down.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
And then occasionally we'll hit the mute button and go, oh, really? Oh, no
now
way.
I know.
If I hit the mute button, it's just because I'm peeing when I'm talking to you on the phone.
Right. So you guys haven't had your first fight or anything, Kelly? You good?
We had a little disagreement over The Bachelor, but that's it.
Well, over
you know
a TV show.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
I get passionate about things and silly things.
Yeah.
And He called. He's like, oh, he's going to send her home. I'm like, no way he's going to send her home. And he was right. And, you know, I hate being wrong.
I know.
So it was just like a little, not anything. He said he'd never seen my eyes look like that before. He's like, that was kind of scary.
Like, Kelly goes wide-eyed.
You I just like wait. Being wrong.
You think that was scary, homeboy.
She hit the crazy eyes.
At least it was something of something really serious in our relationship.
Because we did forget to bring this up because on Tuesday when this went down, You posted on Facebook, I had a really bad day, and everybody thought you and
Tinder Everybody thinks, no. I just, like, it's like the work thing. I had a bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And then, like, I left here, and I went to the ATM, and it was out of service. Crap. So I have to find one near me, and then I missed the exit and had to go 10 minutes out of my way to
just
get back.
Just life stuff. Life stuff. Like,
had nothing to do with Tinder
10 minutes late for an appointment. And then, you know, I couldn't find a parking space because it was St. Patrick's Day, and everybody took all the parking space. Just one thing after
just a beat down
of
the day.
Annoyances. That's what it was.
It was not the relationship.
It's because I didn't wear green that day. That's the problem.
Bad luck if you don't
bad
wear green.
Bad luck if you bad don't luck. Wear green on St. Patrick's Day. I will never make that mistake again.
All right, so we'll work on the March Madness Kelly rants.
Oh, no.
And then we'll get a winner, hopefully, by Friday.
All right.
because we need to find out which one is the most epic rant.
Okay. Let's see who makes the sweet 16.
Lacey, the phone screener, thinks we should call it March Rentness.
All right. I like that.
We'll post those up on Kid Nation soon, as soon as we get the clips. And we'll get a winner.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tomorrow is your last chance to win a trip to Napa Valley, and you can help kids' kids at the same time. Go to KidNation.com. That's where you can bid on your once-in-a-lifetime ultimate access tickets to Live in the Vineyard in the legendary Napa Valley, California. This is happening March 27th through 29th. Fellas, if you got a woman, bid on this. I don't care if you don't like wine. There's something about those two words, Napa Valley.
Mm-hmm. And wine.
It makes...
And my dream.
It makes women go... Just say Napa Valley in front of your woman right now.
It's romantic.
It's already making me like...
I'm telling you.
I want to go.
I'm talking about great concerts. You get to help kids at the same time. All proceeds benefit our charity to send terminally and chronically ill children to Disney World. Head to KidNation.com and bid. Bidding ends tomorrow. That's Friday at 9 p.m. Central.
I don't understand how a bunch of grapes and bushes can be so romantic.
It is beautiful.
But it just is.
I've only been once.
It just is.
It just is. It's beautiful. And even when I was there for a wedding, and this guy was like peeing on a tree or something, I was like, wow, this is beautiful.
What?
I mean, I was trying to block him out because we had a good time.
I got you.
We had a good time up there. Boy.
Real quick, Empire season finale last night, proving to us that this show is a juggernaut.
Yeah.
Number one in adults 18 to 49 in TV ratings last week, and I'm sure they're going to repeat this week. Oh, catch up on that show. Kelly's catching up. Jenna's about to start watching. It is ridiculously good. Also, March Madness kicks off today.
Yeah, buddy.
So guys will be lost for a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about ya. Sorry about ya, ladies.
In about 3 hours.
Yeah.
First tip off.
And now to our favorite bit. And that's why this is where you tell us the end of your story. And it's so intriguing that we must ask you, wait, what happened?
Please tell us
what'd you get there?
Yep.
I actually have a soundbite from a pastor.
Okay.
Pastor. And that's why donating my own kidney saved my life.
Wow.
So there's a pastor in North Carolina named Tim Jones, and last fall he met a guy named Don Herbert. He had stage 5 kidney disease and needed a transplant. 3 days later, Tim donated one of his kidneys.
Wow.
He says he just felt a calling to do it, and it ended up saving his own life, too.
The surgery was supposed to take around 3 hours or so, and I was advised by my wife and family after I woke up that I had been in surgery an excessive amount of time, about 7 hours, and they said that while they were in, that the renal artery going into my kidney, there was an aneurysm, and which shocked me. I work in the medical field as well as pastor in a church, and I knew that that was serious, and they told me that they have not have found it.
It's hard to find words to say what I feel in my heart and all for what he's done for me. You know, words can never convey the gratitude that I have for what he done. It's such a selfless thing, you know, thing to give a part of him to save me. If I would have been his blood brother, I mean, it would have been different, but to not have known him but just a couple of months, it's amazing.
Wow. That's
awesome.
So he would never would have known if he wouldn't have donated.
That's great.
Great. And now let's get to the funny.
Instant karma.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's kick it off here with Renda. Renda, how you doing this morning?
I'm great.
All right, give us,
and that's why I had to apologize to Cy Robertson for the rank, foul, overbearing smell and noises erupting from his bathroom and filling his living room.
Cy, from the Duck Call people?
Yes.
Uncle Cy?
Duck Dynasty, yeah.
Duck
Dynasty.
So you were in the guy's bathroom?
Well, we were, what happened was, I have 5 boys, teenage boys, and they're a huge fan. So we took them to West Monroe for the experience. So they ate everywhere that the show shows. So they ate barbecue, they ate pizza, they ate donuts, they ate burgers, they ate the bayou.
So good healthy eating, okay.
Right, so some good eating.
Yeah.
And then we got the opportunity by chance the kids were invited to meet Cy and come into his living room. So as we were there, my 10-year-old says, I don't feel good. I need to use the restroom.
Oh, boy.
So this is a brand new house, too, by the way. And so Cy was all nice, and he's like, you can use my restroom. So a few minutes later, we hear,
oh, no!
Really laugh.
Oh, no.
And then we hear, oh, gosh. And then you hear, boom, like it just erupted. And then about that time, you know, everybody in the room is turning red, and we're all hearing it. We're trying to have conversations to not notice. And then the smell starts coming in.
Oh, poor little guy.
That's the worst.
So that's why I had to apologize to Cy Robertson for the rank style overbearing smell and noises erupting from his bathroom to like his living room.
Oh, no. How'd your son take it? How'd your son walk out? Like, was he just walking out?
I would never leave.
I wouldn't either. I just live there.
He said, well, Jack, that was a load.
You have to make a joke.
I guess you got to own up to it.
You got
to
make a joke, but I've been there. I want to just sit there forever.
Yeah, I would want to escape out the window.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. They just joked around and laughed. I actually put a picture of them on your Kicktatic page. It was hilarious.
Let's go look at that.
Yes, we will.
We should invent some type of noise-making machine that's an option for some houses, you know, especially the smaller houses.
That's why you turn on the water in the bathroom.
Well, even sometimes the water doesn't cover it up. Like, we need to have, like, a lawnmower or a weed eater or something. Or just keep one in the bathroom.
Yeah, because the lawnmower sound effects aren't going to let it be known that you're doing
it. It'll let it be known, but you won't be able to hear it. Yeah, see?
Have a great day, Brenda.
His wife lit a match.
Yeah, I don't think a match is going to do anything with that.
Yeah.
A match is not going to help that one.
Might blow up.
All right. Wow, that was a poor little guy. Let's go with Mike. Mike. Give me an...
Hey, what's up?
And that's why...
Good morning. Happy birthday, JC.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
And that's why I had to propose to the woman who is now my wife 2 times.
What happened?
Did you say no the first time?
Well, it was pretty interesting. So we were at Disney World. I went and I talked to her dad and asked if I could have her hand in marriage, did the gentleman thing, the respectful thing, and he went and told her. So later on that night, I had everything planned. We were outside watching the fireworks outside the castle.
Yeah.
The fireworks were going off, and I go and I take her hand and I say, hey, honey, let's go for a walk. I want to talk to you for a second. And she grabs my pocket that had the ring in it, and she says, you better not ask me to marry you right now. And I'm like, wow, my whole world is crumbling. My wife doesn't want to, the woman that I want to marry doesn't want to marry me.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to be surprised. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is like the perfect scenario right now, and you're telling me not to do it. It was awful.
Why did her dad do
this? In the long run, but I had to do it twice.
Did dad apologize?
That's why I had to propose. Do what?
Did dad apologize?
No. I think to this day he doesn't even know that I know that he told her, but my wife told me later on that he did tell her.
Well, how long did you wait before you did it and she said yes?
The next day?
No, it was about 6 months later, and it was quite a surprise whenever I did it the second time.
Well, how'd you surprise her that time?
Well, the second time, we lived in North Carolina at the time. It was really cold outside, and we had been doing laundry all day. So you know how your windows kind of fog up a little bit in the house?
Yeah, you do it in the car.
Well, buddy.
She had not like that.
Oh, okay.
But she had went to go get the mail because we lived in an apartment. And while she went to go get the mail, I wrote in the condensation of the front glass door, will you marry me? And I had the ring on the front porch, and she was very surprised. She wasn't expecting that
there
at
you
all.
Go.
And happily married now, huh, Casey?
Happily married 5 years.
5 years?
Well, good. Same time as congratulations. I hope men are listening to this. Don't spoil. People love to spoil surprises.
His father-in-law probably didn't know what he was doing.
I wouldn't tell him one more surprise.
I have friends that do that. You're at Disney World, the throw you a
surprise. I know somebody wants to throw you a surprise party, but I told him you don't like surprises. Oh, thanks. Okay.
Yeah.
That kind of crap. I don't know why people do that.
I guess you try to like break up with her, but then propose. That would have been the only way to surprise her because now she knows she's going
to
do it.
People want to be the first one to let somebody know something.
Thanks, Mike.
I don't know.
Let's go with Casey. Hey, Casey.
Hey, guys.
Give me your and that's why.
And that's why my 10-year-old told me, don't bust a nut.
Your 2-year-old?
And 10-year-old.
10?
All right.
Go ahead. Come on. Boy. Yes. Okay. So it was my birthday last month, and we had this little tradition in our family where we try to get cards that are meaningful.
Yeah.
Well, JC, like you, I love squirrels.
Oh,
like,
me too.
Love them. Okay. And so my husband takes my son to the store to buy me a birthday card, and there's this little squirrel on the front of the card, and he's in a bag, and
a bag of nuts, you know?
Yeah.
And you pull the squirrel out, and the little squirrel says, don't touch my nuts. Don't touch my nuts. These are my nuts. Right?
JC says that all the time.
Yeah. I'm thinking the card is going to say, you know, the card is going to say, don't go nuts on your birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. I open up the card, and it says, happy birthday. Don't bust a nut.
Oh, no.
Love your son, Robert. I look at my husband. I'm like, did you even read this card? Like, it had a squirrel on it.
Had a squirrel on it. That's all right.
Halfway there.
That's how much time we put in the greeting card.
Yeah. We read the front.
It starts early.
Yeah, that one looks good.
We don't even open it.
Has a squirrel on it.
Oh, Casey.
Yeah. So that's why my 10-year-old told me, don't bust a nut.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Have a great day, Casey. Oh, I love kids. Michelle, give me your and that's why.
And that's why I drove home wearing a homemade car seat cover as a skirt.
Homemade car seat cover. Okay, go.
I must know what happened. What happened?
I went on a picnic with my son, who was 3 at the time, and some family. And at the end, my sister and I decide we're going to teach my son how to swing. So she's pushing him in one swing, and I'm in the other one, showing him how to pump his legs to swing. And then I holler, hey, Jake, watch this. And so then everybody, including some people at the golf course that butts up right behind the park we were at, turn and look as I jump out of the swing, and the S-hooks on both sides of the seat hooked onto my belt loop on my shorts. So I jumped out of the swing and land on my feet, but it ripped my shorts up both sides all the way to the waistband. So I'm still trapped, hooked onto the swing, but, you know, my shorts are now flaps.
Oh, my.
And my grandmother was just so sure that I would get pulled over on my way home and get arrested for indecent exposure. So
it always happens.
She made me wear her. That's why I ended up wearing her homemade car seat cover home.
I would love to see what grandma's homemade car seat cover looked like.
Yeah, what was the print?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was a plain one.
But was it chenille?
My grandfather had Alzheimer's, and, you know, he couldn't hold you his own name, but he knew what funny was. He was rolling on the ground laughing.
That's sweet.
You got to love him.
That's funny.
Oh, Michelle.
That's great.
Have a great day, Michelle. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, man.
And that's why.
Let's do one last one right here. Justin, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Give me your and that's why.
And that's why I killed the mood by wearing a Superman cape and an ace bandage.
What happened?
Oh, my. Come on.
So it was the night that I got engaged, and we go to the hotel, and my fiance was like, go into the bathroom. I have a surprise for you. So I can't even remember why I had this stuff in my bag. But while I'm in the bathroom, I put on the Superman cape and put this ace bandage on like a diaper. And so she calls me out. So I walk out into the room, and she has candles lit everywhere, a bottle of champagne, super romantic. And here I am like an idiot standing in this ace bandage like a diaper in the Superman cape and just totally killed the mood.
You know what's going to happen right now, don't you? JC's going to go home and try to figure out how to make a diaper out of an ace bandage. Aren't you, JC?
How do you do that? Yeah. I was
like, you have to be very careful of the clips. That's
those
will poke.
Girls don't like that kind of humor. Normally, that will kill the mood. Any kind of like sock or wrap or anything that you're joking around with is not sexy.
I bet that was one serious hotel night right there.
Did she just walk out of the bathroom and say, no?
Yeah, I mean, she was like, just the look on her face was like, oh, you are so stupid.
Thanks, dog.
But she married you, right?
What?
She married you, right?
Yeah, she married me. We were married for 10 years. She passed away a year and a half ago.
Aww, I'm sorry. Sorry, but you have some great memories.
You still have that memory right there. Yeah.
You didn't wear the Superman cape to the funeral or anything, did you?
Oh, wow. Max. That's between them. Justin, thank you. Sorry about Al.
He doesn't know how to talk to people.
Al is forgiven. Al is forgiven.
Thank you, my man.
Thanks, Justin. Have a great day, my man.
All right, thanks.
Al, what are you doing?
Al treats heavy things with humor.
That's how I escape, though. That's what it was.
Yeah, of course. You can keep this going if you go to our Facebook page, the Kid Nation Facebook page, and give us your And That's Why, and we might use you next time. We had some funny ones today.
Oh, I had a good one.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We found an article
where
people revealed secrets from their jobs that their bosses probably don't want the public to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was an article online, just a variety of professions, you know, and these experts posted these tips.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Our boss probably doesn't want, or the company doesn't want the public to know about this because this is how we make money, but kind of unsaid things.
Gotcha.
Little tips that, I mean, for instance, buying a car. Mm-hmm. When you go to buy a car, only buy a car on the last day of the month.
Mm-hmm.
A car salesman says, we all work on quotas, so we are more willing to offer you the best deal to get our numbers up. It's, also, okay. Start a bidding war between two dealerships. We'll go as low as possible.
Mm.
Oh.
An electronics repairman says, turning it off and back on usually fixes any of your problems.
That is so true.
That's what I do.
That is so true.
If it had, I hit it. Hit it. Okay.
Also, yeah, in this article, a plumber. I mean, I have no idea what goes on with plumbing. If something's leaking or anything, it's like, okay, just call your plumber. Call a plumber because yeah. I have no idea what to do. And a plumber writes, most disposal problems can be fixed with a few turns of an Allen wrench on the underside of the disposal. It wow. manually fixes jams. Most people don't seem to know this, and they call a plumber instead. So just getting an Allen wrench and turning it a few times will fix most all problems.
By the way, a lot of times you can just go on YouTube and the answer's right there before you make that call. Because it's the minimum. I mean, some of them are like a couple hundred bucks just to even come out to your house.
That's right.
I fixed my garbage disposal by looking it up on YouTube.
Yeah,
it saved me
like
so much money. And you feel like a man for doing
it. Yeah.
And we all use, this is the last one that's from this article. A lot of us, I mean, I'm guilty of this. You use those third-party travel booking sites because it's like, oh, if you book now, you're going to get the best deal. There's a lot of them out there. But an online hotel booker revealed from one of those companies, third-party sites are ripoffs. Basic negotiation skills with the front desk at the actual hotel will get you the best rate.
Wow.
Huh. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And you know something else with those travel things?
What?
Is if you go to any airline site, I've read this before, but like any airline site, clear your cookies on your browser.
Oh, I tried that.
Yeah, Kelly didn't know
really?
How to clear
I
cookies.
I tried that.
It didn't work?
She didn't know how to clear cookies.
Well, sometimes it does work, Shannon.
Sometimes it does, but I tried
it's
it recently.
For me.
Okay.
I tried it recently because I booked a flight like at 1 o'clock. And I was waiting for somebody to call me back. And by the time they did, that flight, you know, I timed out. Mm. When I went back to try to book that same flight at 1 o'clock, it had doubled in price.
Dang.
The next flight an hour later was the same cheap price that I would have originally paid. So I went back, cleared all my cookies and cash and everything. I've had other people come in here because, you know, I don't know anything. Same thing. It just didn't. Then that time it didn't work.
Right. Huh. Sometimes it does, though.
But that's there are ways. Advice, I mean, there's neat things I didn't know about. And you could try it next time you go. Carly works at Babies R Us. And she said if you buy two of the same thing there, you get 20% off of each. I've never heard
of
that.
Two of the same thing?
Really?
So I guess next time you're in Babies R Us, if you have to buy two of the same thing, ask about the 20% discount. Yeah. I have no idea
have
if that's
ask.
True.
Yeah.
They're not going
to
tell you.
No, why?
You know?
Yeah, makes sense.
Darren, you're a chef. You have a secret you'd like to reveal?
Yeah, I was the executive sous chef at one of the best steakhouses in the country.
Uh-huh.
And we were famous for our prime dry-aged beef, which in reality is the exact same steaks you can buy at your local grocery store.
It's not dry-aged beef.
Well, then why at steakhouses? I mean, good steakhouses do have better steak.
It's just they know how to cook
it,
right?
Is that all it is? And butter?
Is that what it is, Darren?
Put some butter on it.
Butter is a big deal, but it really all comes down to the seasoning, and it comes down to how you cook it. I mean, we used extremely high-heat mesquite wood, grills, open fire. But when we say prime-aged beef and dry-aged and keywords like that, we have to charge a little bit more.
Mo better.
Charge more because you put that description.
So a steak that I could buy at a grocery store for like 12, 15 bucks, you guys could sell for like 40, basically?
Absolutely.
Well, same thing for a bottle of wine.
Yeah,
that's true.
Kind of
but we know that.
You're paying for preparation.
But we know that with the wine. Thanks, Darren, for sharing that secret, buddy.
How about thank this y'all. From a florist? Mention the word wedding at a florist and the price goes up exponentially as opposed to just mentioning you have an event.
Hmm.
Like you don't tell them it's for a wedding. Yeah. You just say it's for a party or an event.
Oh, yeah. Because they have charged brides. This is interesting. If you need, this is from Diana. If you are in need of customer service from a large sales service provider and you're speaking with someone from another country that you have a hard time understanding, I feel so bad. It's not that I'm...
I cannot understand what you're saying. I'm not trying to be difficult, but you have to ask somebody to repeat something three times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're having to guess at what they're saying
and
because
like,
of the language barrier.
Like, yeah, and like, Bob, you're not in Florida right now.
It's embarrassing
Bob.
And it's frustrating.
Right.
Here's what she said. Ask to speak with a Tier 2 representative, and they'll transfer you back to someone in the U.S.
Really? Tier 2.
I'm going
to
write that down.
Now, I don't know if that's just for cell phone providers, but that's what that's the instance she used.
I'm asking for Tier 2 as soon as I call somewhere. Lisa Gonzalez wrote us, and this is if you go to a fast food place, and you know how you sometimes get the bottom of the barrel with the fries?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah, you can tell when they're fresh.
Yeah, but if you want to wait for the fresh batch, you hold up the whole line behind you.
This is what you do. Who cares? You want fresh fries? At this fast food restaurant, I'm sure any one of them. If you want them fresh, just ask for hot fries with no salt. Because they make the fries without the salt. They don't salt them until after they pull them out. So ask for fries with no salt.
Okay.
That way they got to make a new batch for
and
you.
And that way, and you got to line up. You can't do that in the drive-thru.
Well, sometimes you got to think about you.
You can't do that in the drive-thru. You got to go inside.
No, you pull over and wait for them to bring it out.
Well, you have to offer to because sometimes they don't ask you to do that. Hmm. And you're sitting there.
Or go inside and do it. But that's how you can get fresh fries right there.
Now, Craig says at Wendy's, it's cheaper to order a junior cheese and add bacon than to order a junior bacon cheese.
How about that?
Huh.
Wow. Wait.
So you order a junior bacon. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. You order a junior cheeseburger.
Add bacon.
Can you put bacon on that? That's cheap. Like bacon might be 10 cents or 20 cents uh-huh. more. That's cheaper than ordering off of the menu a junior bacon cheeseburger.
Interesting.
Cole says at CVS, they will let you use expired coupons. Kelly?
Coupons don't expire, right? Isn't that the trick?
Well, at Bed Bath & Beyond, the 20% goes down to 10%.
Yeah.
And here, I used to work at Linens and Things, and I don't know if Bed Bath & Beyond does this, but we used to accept the Bed Bath & Beyond, the competitor coupons.
Yeah.
Wow. And what was that store? We did a similar bit some years back that would let you return stuff no matter, was it Nordstrom? No matter what.
Oh, most high-end department stores, even if you've worn it, they have to take it back.
Right. I mean, it could be worn, it could be a year, whatever.
Yeah, but don't abuse that. It's
right.
Like, you know, have a little class.
You ever want to?
One time I had a pair of shoes I bought it from Nordstrom, I'll just say it, and they were rubbing a blister on my foot so bad.
Yeah.
And I was just going to go and like literally buy another pair of shoes and put them on my feet, and they took them back.
Huh.
I said, you shouldn't have this kind of pain. It was all so nice.
Yeah, my mom worked at Neiman's, and she was like, it was a nightmare because I didn't know we had to accept everything. And she said women would come buy $1,000 purses and then bring them back a week later, and there would be gum wrappers and stuff in them, and they'd be like, oh, I don't like it. And they would have just taken it out for a little bit and then returned it.
Hmm. Kendall, if I want to bring a pet to your apartment complex that doesn't allow pets and I'm moving in, how can I get one?
All you got to do is have your doctor write a note that says you have anxiety or something like that, or you're homesick. I don't know if this applies to all apartment complexes, or some of them charge you to have pets, but if you just have a note from your doctor, you can have a pet.
Mm-hmm. Abusing the system again. Thanks for that tip.
Thanks, Kendall. See, that's smart. Jessica, you work at a dental office.
Yes.
What's the secret there?
We tell patients that we're going to do a whole bunch of procedures, and we usually only do half of them, and we still charge the patient.
Wow.
What?
Really?
Almost always. Even if it's the smallest thing, it's at least like a $50 to $70 charge, like per tooth, and we still pretend like we still did it.
So is there something that a patient can do to protect themselves from that, or are we just screwed?
I would say just ask as many questions as you can. That's the problem. People are usually scared to ask questions, and they're clueless about what exactly goes on. So the doctor and the assistant just kind of continue, and the assistant knows better, but most of the time, you know, you can't say anything if the doctor tells you what they want to do and bill out and stuff.
Hmm.
Of course we're clueless.
Wow. That's crazy. Thanks,
doctors,
Jessica.
Just, you know, sometimes you get the unethical ones. I know a guy that used to work for a doctor, and he said their first patients were 8 a.m., and the lobby be full, and the doctor wouldn't even be back from the golf course yet.
No way.
He wouldn't come in until like 10 o'clock, and those people, he said it happened all the time.
But if you try canceling on them,
I got dreamed one time.
They'll charge you,
man.
There
was an ice storm, and I was 10 minutes late for my appointment.
They'll charge you.
Chewed me out.
We're on the schedule.
I know. Don't you dare be late. But
I can tell you how many times I sat there naked on a steel table waiting for him to come in.
Save that.
Save that.
50 Shades of Grey.
You know how it is.
Want a couple of radio
secrets?
Wait
a minute. The doctor isn't even there and you're naked on the table. Who told you to get naked on the table?
And put on the little paper thing.
Yeah, it was actually Kelly's dentist.
Kelly just gets naked wherever she goes.
I thought it was just standard procedure.
Just walk in and get naked on the table.
And here's a couple of radio secrets, because I know we should share as well. And Kid Craddock had talked about this before, but any prank call you hear on the radio, what is it, Al?
It ain't true.
It ain't true, because we're not allowed to
it's
do
illegal.
That. It's illegal for us to
Why
do that.
Why are you spoiling everybody's fun?
They're faking them.
They're still entertaining.
They're fun.
They're still entertaining.
No, it's not real.
They're still entertaining.
I wish we could do them. It was a good day. We used to be able to.
Oh, it was the greatest. Some of the most fun things to do.
The magic trick. How you do the magic trick. It spoils the fun.
Because we don't do them, Kelly. That's why.
Well, don't let everybody else do them then. You spoil sport.
And also, Rhonda, our number one listener from Potluck, Texas.
Yeah, what about her?
I don't think there's a Potluck, Texas out there.
No.
There is a Potluck, Texas.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
It's a suburb.
And it might be Kelly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.